G, Executive Director. Okay, so on to item G, Executive Director and Legal Counsel Reports.
That's going to be on page, pardon me, I went too far. Page 52 of the packet. I did want to point out a couple of items. On the RFQ for public relations, those responses are due in tomorrow. I do think we're going to get at least a handful of responses based on some feedback I've gotten, so I'm excited to get those in and see what those look like. And I want to make you aware that we've also posted for an operator position. We talked about this in the last budget, and it was approved for us to hire an operator this year. We posted that position. We're supposed to close that hearing, posting on April 17th. So we'll look to see what kind of applicants we get at that stage. And then finally, for San Marcos, Kenyon Regional, and Buda, just a reminder that we need reappointments or appointments made to this board. Letters were sent out at the first part of March related to that. Kyle is exempt this time from that effort, so you do not have to make those appointments. So that's all I have briefly on this item, Mr. Chairman.
So I have two questions, Graham. This is Mr. Ramos. First question is on the job posting. I noticed on Jason's report, he stated that the staff is going to be trained, I guess, for SCADA or for operations. So with regards to Jason's report and this job posting, I guess it's going to be correlated and coordinated, correct? So we'll have training of this new person? Or what was Jason referring to in his report?
Yeah, Jason, I believe, and we got further questions he can answer, but Jason went to additional training for SCADA, and so that's what his report was covering for the particular SCADA system that we have on the Phase 1A operation. So that's what his report was. But yes, we will train this new operator once they are hired and get them training. It will likely be performed at this level underneath Jason. There may be a time when we need to send them out for some additional training, but we don't expect that to be necessary in the current year.
Okay. And then this is Mr. Ramos again. Under board appointments, what happens if, I know for sure Canyon Regional is not going to meet in April, so what happens with those appointments? I mean, do the same people continue or current members, or how does that work if there's no new appointments by April?
We will need to review that. I know in the past, the members stayed on unless replaced by the board. With the legislation in 2017, things are a little bit different potentially. So I'll work with Mike Gershon, and we'll get back to you, Mr. Ramos, on how any ramification of that.
Yeah, I just, in light of all this corona stuff going on and possibility others may not have appointments by then, so just need to start looking at that, how it's going to affect us. Board appointments.
Okay, look at that and get back with you.
And Graham, this is Tom Taggart. San Marcos is aware we've got those openings, and they are working to have that agendized in time. So hopefully that will work through. We're meeting virtually with council, so should be able to complete that.
Okay, great. Thank you, Tom.
Likewise with Buda, Graham. We're meeting virtually, so I should be able to get it done in April. Get that appointment.
Great. That's good to know. Thank you very much. And Berto, we'll get a response back to you.
All right, Graham.
All right. Thanks, Berto. Good question. That was all Graham had. Mike, Mr. Gershon, did you have any items?
I don't. In coordination with Graham on other things, as you can see from the board packet, though, there's nothing to report under this item from legal counsel.
Graham, I have one more question. It's not under your report, but I think it's a valid question. In light of everything that's going on, have we been informed by the Water Development Board with regards to releasing of any funds, delays, and stuff like that that may impact us?
No. So we've been in contact with the Water Development Board. They are, like everybody, trying to work remotely. And, you know, there are likely going to be some amount of stumbles through that process, but they do not at this point anticipate any significant delays in any of their work efforts is what they relay to us.
Okay.
So I don't anticipate or envision any changes to review time, significant changes to review times from them, any delays in funding releases, or at this point I have not been made aware of any possible changes to the SWIFT financing schedule. So everything, as far as I know today, is the same as it was a month ago.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Graham. Are there any other questions under item G? Okay. If not, then we will move to item H, items for action or discussion or direction. Item H1, consider adoption of resolution 2020-03-25001, approving work order number 4 with Walker Partners LLC for final design and procurement services for the authority's Phase 1B Segment E project as recommended by the technical committee.
This is Mike Taylor. Move to approve as presented.
Tom Taggart will second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Is there any other further discussion? Okay. Graham, are you able to call roll, please?
I am. Okay. Just make sure Mayor Houston, you've been able to join. Okay. Mr. Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge?
Aye.
Mr. Williams?
Aye.
Councilmember Rocky Moore? Aye. Mr. Ramos?
Aye.
Mr. Earp?
Aye.
Mr. Taggart?
Aye.
Mr. Bett?
Aye.
Councilmember Shield?
Aye.
Mr. Clack?
Aye.
And Mr. Allen?
Aye.
Great. It did pass 11 to 0.
All right. Thank you, Graham. Moving on to item H2, consider adoption of resolution 2020-03-25002, approving work order number 4 with Blanton and Associates Incorporated for additional hazardous materials testing associated with the Phase 1B Segment B, D, and E projects.
Due to timing, we were not able to bring this contract to the technical committee first. You might recall in January, as part of the Segment A analysis, we authorized Blanton to do some additional hazardous materials testing. This is very analogous, but for parcels on segments B and D, and then one parcel on segment E. We anticipate that there'll need to be a third and final contract issue for hazard material studies for the remainder of a few parcels on segment E, and then a few parcels that will likely have some investigation there needed on segment C. So this is a time and material basis for a maximum fee of $244,160. Again, it's by Blanton Associates. Similar to the way they conducted the work on the segment A project, it's kind of a graduated process where they will go out and further investigate the field, take soil samples. They will look for groundwater levels, and if those groundwater levels are present through the depths where we would have trench, then they will install monitoring wells and take water samples. If, like we had on several parcels in segment A, there's no groundwater present, then they will not install the water wells. And so that's why it's set as a time and material type basis instead of a lump sum, because they may not need to use all of the techniques that are afforded them in order to do the investigation. So again, the maximum fee is $244,160. That is to include soil samples, groundwater samples on all the parcels. We also have in one person with this work order is some additional environmental having to do with PFAS associated with firefighting. There's no visual sign on the property. It just happens to be near a testing facility. And so they want to ensure that there's no such hazardous materials on that property. But there's not been any signs that when they did their field investigation, just the proximity is what caused them to buy that particular piece of property. So with that, all the other terms of the master agreement remain in place. And Ryan Soa is also on the call. Either one of us are having any questions that any of you have regarding this authorization.
This is Mike Taylor. Move to approve as presented. Okay, we have it moved and seconded. Thank you. All right. Is there any discussion? All right. Graham, would you please call roll?
Sure will. Mayor Houston. Mr. Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge?
Aye.
Mr. Williams?
Aye.
Councilmember Rockymore? Mr. Ramos?
Aye.
Mr. Earp?
Aye.
Mr. Taggart?
Aye.
Mr. Betts?
Aye.
Councilmember Scheel. Councilmember Scheel.
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Clack.
Aye.
And Mr. Allen.
Aye.
Great. Passed 11-0.
Thank you very much, Graham. With that, we'll move on to item I, board member items or future agenda items. Note we're on page 150. Are there any of those?
I've got a question to follow up with Mr. Williams' request about sponsorship. Graham, when will that be discussed?
I initially thought that Mr. Williams may not be able to make this meeting, and so I did not set it on the agenda.
Okay.
The next available agenda, we'll have it ready to present.
Okay. Just following up.
Thanks, Umberto. And at first I had
camp,
but due to coronavirus, I was able to make it. Thank you, Graham and Umberto.
No, it's all fine. No problem.
All right. Are there any other items for that? Any other board member items? Okay. With that being said, we do have a need for an executive session. I'll read out the items of J1, and then I'll detail the special instructions we have. So item J1, executive session pursuant to the government code section 551.071, consultation with attorney, and or section 551.072, real property deliberations regarding A, water supply partnership options, B, groundwater leases, C, acquisition of real property for water supply project purposes. And on this, what we have is some special instructions. We're going to keep this original conference call open, but the board members, staff, and the relevant consultants will leave this call. The public and other consultants can stay on the original call. It will still be open. And then the board members will have the other phone number to call, under phone number and code to call. We'll have the executive session discussion, and once there's no more questions, we'll adjourn that special call-in number, and everyone who is not on the original call will call back into the original call number. Graham, did I miss anything?
I think you've got it. Board members, I emailed out that call number to you on Friday. If you don't have it again, I'm happy to resend that email.
Good to resend, Graham.
I'll report it right now, yes.
Also, lesson learned on this, be sure to mute your mics because they will stay open when you go to the other one. So be sure and mute your mics, board members.
That is good advice, Ken. I guess I should mute my mic and my camera both.
Really hard.
Yeah. Exiting. We had a meeting where that happened.
Mike Taylor
is now exiting. Multiple people are now exiting.
Graham, are you still here?
Multiple people are now exiting.
So when we switch over to the other deal, is it just a phone call or is it another screen share we need to have?
Is now exiting.
Okay, all right. I'll see you there in a second then.
Okay, great. I just resent the email, everybody.
And if any board members are not able to reach that other number, my phone number is 512-921-7982. You can reach me there, 512-921-7982. I'll get you that information. Graham, I guess I'll go ahead and go to the other call. I think everyone's gone.
Please do. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks. Bye.
Also, blankets in cyberspace, I'm asking for an exemption form.
Chris Betts
is now exiting.
Feel free to share the number with Blake and he can join.
Unknown
well.
Participant is now exiting. Two participants are now joining. Participants are now joining.
Graham?
Yes, sir.
I guess if you want to give everyone a few minutes to get back in, and then we'll take a roll.
Becky Johnson
then come out of executive
is now joining.
Then.
Yeah, I think that makes
Mr.
sense.
Mr. Ramos
is now joining.
Let's take a roll call here and see who all we've got. I don't believe Mayor Houston was able to join us ever. Hey, Mr. Taylor?
Here.
Great. Mr. Littlebridge?
Here.
Mr. Williams?
Here.
Councilmember Rocky Moore, I don't believe he was able to join us ever. Okay, Mr. Ramos?
Here.
Mr. Earp?
Here.
Mr. Taggart, I think I heard you, Tom.
Here.
Mr. Betts?
Here.
Councilmember Shield?
Here.
Mr. Clack?
Here.
And Mr. Allen?
Here.
All right, we're navigating this stuff like we're pros. Okay. I think we're ready to come back out, Mr. Chair, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Graham. So it is 3:40 p.m., and we have adjourned from executive session. So we're on item J2, action from executive session on the following matters. Item A, water supply partnership options. Item B, groundwater leases. Item C, acquisition of real property for water supply project purposes. Item D, consideration of resolution 20200325003, finding public convenience and necessity and authorizing eminent domain proceedings, if necessary, for acquisitions of a permanent easement totaling 2.055 acres located in the A. Tinney survey, abstract number 26, Caldwell County, Texas, and establishing an effective date, and finding and determining that the meeting at which this resolution is passed was noticed and is open to the public as required by law. And Graham, if I'm correct, we're looking just for a we're looking for a motion on each of these individually.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Yeah.
This is Mike Taylor. I move to adopt resolution 200-03-25-00 as presented.
This is Tracy Shield, second.
All right, thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Graham, would you please call roll?
I will. Mr. Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Littlebridge?
Aye.
Mr. Williams?
Aye.
Mr. Rombos?
Aye.
Mr. Earp?
Aye.
Mr. Taggart?
Aye.
Mr. Betts?
Aye.
Councilmember Shield?
Aye.
Mr. Clack?
Aye.
And Mr. Allen?
Aye.
Okay, it passed on 11-0 vote.
All right, thank you, Graham. Moving on to item E, consideration of resolution 20200325004, finding public convenience and necessity and authorizing eminent domain proceedings if necessary for acquisitions of a permanent easement totaling 7.935 acres located in the BG Ryden Survey, abstract number 256, Caldwell County, Texas, and 5.079 acres located in the J.D. Sowell Survey, abstract number 266, Caldwell County, Texas, establishing an effective date and finding and determining that the meeting at which this resolution is passed was noticed and is open to the public as required by law.
This is Tom Taggart. I'll move. We pass resolution 2020-03-25-004.
Mike Taylor, second.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on this item? All right. Graham, if you would call roll, please.
All right. Mr. Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Littlebridge?
Aye.
Mr. Williams?
Aye.
Mr. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Earp?
Aye.
Mr. Taggart?
Aye.
Mr. Betts?
Aye.
Councilmember Shield?
Aye.
Mr. Clack?
Aye.
And Mr. Allen?
Aye.
Right, passed 11-0.
Thank you, Graham. On to item F, consideration of resolution 20200325005, finding public convenience and necessity and authorizing eminent domain proceedings if necessary for acquisitions of a permanent easement totaling 2.782 acres located in the James George Survey, abstract number 9, Caldwell County, Texas, establishing an effective date and finding and determining that the meeting at which this resolution is passed was noticed and is open to the public as required by law.
This is Mike Taylor. I move the adoption of resolution 20200325005 as presented.
I'll second this, Mr. Ramos. I've got Ramos with a second there.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Is there any discussion on this item? All right. Graham, would you please call the roll?
Taylor? Mr. Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Littlebridge?
Aye.
Mr. Williams?
Aye.
Mr. Rombo?
Aye.
Mr. Earp?
Aye.
Mr. Taggart?
Aye.
Mr. Betts?
Aye.
Councilmember Scheel?
Aye.
Mr. Clack?
Aye.
And Mr. Allen?
Aye.
Great. This one also passed 11-0.
All right. Thank you, Graham. On to item G, consideration of resolution 2020-03-25-006, finding public convenience and necessity and authorizing eminent domain proceedings, if necessary, for acquisitions of a permanent easement totaling 3.574 acres located in the John A. Neal Survey, abstract number 20, Caldwell County, Texas, establishing an effective date and finding and determining that the meeting at which this resolution is passed was noticed and is open to the public as required by law.
This is Mike Taylor. Move to adopt resolution 2020-03-25-006.
This is Lonely Bridge. I second.
All right. It has been moved and seconded. Thank you. Is there any discussion? All right, Graham, you would call roll, please.
Mr. Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge.
Aye.
Mr. Williams.
Aye.
Mr. Ramos.
Aye.
Mr. Earp.
Aye.
Mr. Taggart.
Aye.
Mr. Betts.
Aye.
Councilmember Scheel.
Aye.
Mr. Clack.
Aye.
And Mr. Allen.
Aye.
All right, that passed 11-0.
Thank you, Graham. This is the final one, item H. Consideration of resolution 2020-03-25-007, finding public convenience and necessity and authorizing eminent domain proceedings if necessary for acquisitions of a permanent easement totaling 1.555 acres located in the Esther Berry Survey, abstract number 1, Caldwell County, Texas, establishing an effective date and finding and determining that the meeting at which this resolution was passed was noticed and is open to the public as required by law.
Mr. Ramos, I adopt resolution 2020-03-25-007.
Mike Taylor, second.
All right. Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on this item? All right. Graham, if you would call roll, please.
Well, Mr. Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge.
Aye.
Mr. Williams?
Aye.
Mr. Ramos?
Aye.
Mr. Earp?
Aye.
Mr. Taggart?
Aye.
Mr. Betts?
Aye.
Thank you. Councilmember Scheel?
Aye.
Mr. Clack?
Aye.
And Mr. Allen?
Aye.
All right. That one also passed 4-0. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Thank you. Is there any further discussion on anything under item J2 or item J executive session? If not, then I'll move to go to item K, adjournment, and look for a motion.
Second, Kenneth Williams.
All right. It has been moved and seconded. Graham, did you get that?
The name. I sure did. Taylor, discussion. And Williams and second.
Sir, thank you. Is there any other discussion? All right. It has been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Graham, I guess we probably should take a roll call on this as well, please.
hey, this has got to be the last time I practice to be the Texas Senate, you know, secretary there on all the roll calls they take. So thank you for preparing me for my next position. Mr. Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge.
Aye.
Mr. Williams.
Aye.
Mr. Ramos.
Aye.
Mr. Erb.
Aye.
Mr. Taggart.
Aye.
Mr. Bett.
Aye.
Councilmember Shields.
Aye.
Mr. Clack.
Aye.
And Mr. Allen.
Aye.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you so much, everybody, for persevering through this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Grant, for getting the set up for us. Bye.
350.
Talk to you
everybody soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Betsy Johnson is now exiting.